The Lord commands us because of all that we have. He says, those who are rich in this present age, not to be haughty. You know what it is to be haughty? Ashley did the motion just real well. Everybody just lift your chin up. That's haughtiness. Where you act like you're something special. But, you know, we're not. If God has blessed people with money or the ability to make money, that's what God has done. They should not be haughty because, quite frankly, one day they will have nothing. You understand that? This passage talks a bit about that. It says, they're not to be haughty nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Now, I'd like to have you look with me in the book of 1 Timothy, and I'd like to read the context of this, because no verse is just there. Verses come within the context, and they have some things around them that carry forth a great explanation. I would like to start reading, if you would follow with me, if you have your Bibles, in verse 6 of 1 Timothy chapter 6. And I'll read from verse 6 down to verse 19. Paul writing to his beloved son in the faith, Timothy, who's pastoring a church in Ephesus at the time, Paul writes to him these words. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain that we carry nothing out. And having food and clothing with these, we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness and godliness and faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were called, also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time, he who is blessed and the only potentate, King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in inapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. And now we have the verse for the week. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they may be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Man, that's a great passage of Scripture. Great help for us. So many things there. We're not going to look at all the things that are there. I just want to remind you in this passage that he says we ought not to be haughty with what we have. Instead, we're to be understanding that our trust is not in that stuff, but it's in God. And you need to know that. The market, stock market, goes up and down and up and down, and little things can happen in another country and it affects the world now. It's amazing. And you would go bananas if you're watching that stuff all the time, worrying about it. And I have some friends who, Christians, who just are fixed on the market, and their attitude for the day depends upon how the stock market's doing. And I'm just thinking, I feel so bad for you, because they're holding on to that as their security for the future. And let me ask you something. When you die and go to heaven, how much control are you going to have? How are you going to make money there? How are you going to get anything to eat there? How are you going to find a place to stay there? I mean, you know, you understand God's going to take care of you, right? You're trusting in that. If we didn't trust in that, you'd go crazy when it comes time to die. Because, I mean, you know, but God's going to take care of all that. You don't need to worry about that. God's going to take care of you. Well, He wants to take care of you now. So we need to trust Him, not in our wealth, not in our savings, not in what we have. Now, we're going to have in the future a financial seminar where we talk about savings. God talks about savings. In fact, God talks an awful lot about money in the Scriptures. And so we want to share with you what God says about money in the Scriptures because He gives wonderful counsel to us. But He gives us the perspective that we need to have, that we who have a lot need to not trust it, because that's a temptation for us, to trust your money, to trust that it's going to carry you through. Now, you trust the living God. Then He says to us these words, "Let them do good, that they may be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share." He shares with us an activity. Those of us who have a lot, we need to be willing to share that with others, to give that away. And one of the things I've enjoyed so much about the fellowship is, over the years, we've continually given our money away. Instead of having a building, we basically given away our building fund. And we've gotten rid of a lot of money from us, but we've invested it into the kingdom of God. And we've done things in other countries that have touched people's lives, and in this country that have touched people's lives, and I'm very excited that we've done that. And lastly, He says that you do this activity, which is giving, being willing to share, storing up for themselves, that's the people who share, a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. You want to have a good foundation in heaven? You know, you can't take it with you, but you can send it ahead. You know, you can invest it. If you invest in the kingdom of God, it's sending it ahead. I remember hearing a story about a guy who, the old concept of standing at the pearly gates in St. Peter's there, and he's about the third guy in line. The first person in line, a young man comes up, and Peter says, "Oh, yeah, we have a special place for you, and here's a brand new car." And Rolls Royce comes up, and the guy, you know, drives off in a Rolls Royce. And there's a lady that's there, and he greets her, and they bring a Lincoln Continental for her. And this very wealthy guy comes up, and he's thinking, "Man, those wonder what I'm going to have." And they bring out a tricycle for him. And he said, "They got what?" And St. Peter basically said, "Well, you know, they invested in the future. You're getting what you invested." You know, we can't take it with us. We can't hang on to it. We can invest it, though. And that's the wonderful thing that we find from the Scriptures. We can invest it and store it up for the time to come. But let me just help you understand something, that this does not just talk about for the future when you die, because it talks about laying hold right now on eternal life. And so if you give in the present day, you will lay hold on eternal life now, the fullness of life that God wants to provide you. It started when you met Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but you have a chance to, you see the word lay hold of? It's an active word. It's where you've got to go do something. You know how you lay hold of that? One of the ways is that you invest your money. One of the ways is you don't trust your money. You trust God. He's the one that we trust. So, the verse will come to you every day. Don't you like the picture? I like the picture of money falling, because it can either be falling into you or falling away from you. But that's what money does, right? It only does those two things, in or out, in or out. And so it goes. So we don't trust it. We trust the living God.